Singer, songwriter, and guitarist Hank Topless has lived out the storyline of many a honky-tonk song in his 30-year career. Today, the solo performer is looking forward to the release of his newest single, Skeletons Blues, which is being put out on 7-inch vinyl. Hank Topless dropped by the AZPM studios recently to talk to Mark McLemore about his influences and to play a little guitar for this Spotlight session.
Tell me about your dad's record collection.
My dad had a wide-ranging record collection, and it spanned styles pretty much from Baroque keyboard music to acid rock and bluegrass. My dad was a musician in his teens. He was a singer, an opera singer. He also was a guitar player, a finger-picking guitar player, sort of a home musician. And the record collection would come out, the records would get played many times after I got put to bed. So I'm lying there, I'm 4 or 5 years old. Father, yes, son, I want to kill you. The Doors, the end. That was pretty dark for those days.
Still pretty dark.
But now we have it in context, you know. Ralph Kirkpatrick playing the well-tempered clavier on the harpsichord. Hendrix, Are You Experienced? Burl Ives stuff. Fairly wide-ranging. And my dad was kind of an experimenter with stuff. He would have a honeymoon with stuff, too. He'd hear something or become aware of something and pick it up. And then not listen to it a lot. He'd get it home, kind of digest it, and then there it would sit.
And do you feel that that is reflected in your choices as a listener today?
Not the tendency to have a honeymoon with music. I suppose I'm a bit opposite in that regard. If I like something, I wear it out. And it's been that way for most of my life, I suppose. Don't listen to a lot of music these days. And I suppose that's because I'm preoccupied by working on my own music.
Today it up and rained. Oh, what a happy time. Clouds covered up the sun. Yeah, what a happy time. It took me back to good old 1969. Today it up and rained. Clouds covered up the sun. And all my blues were gone. Yeah, what a happy time.
What kind of areas do you feel are your territory as a songwriter these days?
Topically, anything from kind of a personalized or a window into a personalized experience, kind of a, not quite a stream of consciousness, but I suppose something might be kind of autobiographical, something might be an observation of something outside of myself, to be sure. There's probably a little more of that going on, the outside, looking at the outside. One of the hardest or most challenging parts of the work is to concentrate the ideas, and to a large extent that has to do with lyrics. The musical backing in my songs serves to support the lyrics. There's not a lot of extra music. I kind of hesitate to use the term gratuitous music, but there's not a lot of musical extra kind of pork.
How does the blues fit into this?
That goes back to the very earliest roots, I suppose, for me, so to speak. My earlier songs, you know, 10 years ago, were not quite so hooked into what I might call the blues as they are now. Today, the blues figures in from the angle of the country blues, and by that I would mean music of people who were recording in the 20s and 30s.
When you say that 10 years ago your songs would have taken a different form, so what brought this change?
Because I wanted to play the guitar differently. A lot of my earlier things were more based in maybe what you might call sort of a Nashville country style or a honky-tonk style of music. And I still really like that stuff, and certainly that figures in the delivery that I do today. But a guitarist, certainly a singer too, but a guitar player like Mississippi John Hurt, Reverend Gary Davis, Skip James, the sounds those people were getting supplied a really ample backing for their singing. I've certainly done quite a bit of work with bands in the past, but for the last 7 years or so, not 7 or 8 years, I pretty much always will play by myself. So I needed to kick the guitar playing into gear.
I think I know what you're meaning about the emotional timbre of the guitar playing. You said provided ample backing. Do you have that feeling? I mean, is your guitar playing where you want it to be now, where you feel
it's
like
it's never where you want it to be? Playing music is a great challenge. And so performance really for me is a combination of training and accidents.
Mockingbird, burning heart, makes you feel like singing to the falling dark. Springtime, you arrive, calling to your lover with a twisting cry. Oh yeah. Calling from the shadow of some midnight tree, the better for your black and shiny eyes to see. And the madness of the morning meets your perfect melody. Mockingbird, swoop and swirl, you twitter in the darkness like a crazy girl. Way up high on your wire, burbling a ballad about your bad desire. And when the sun goes missing at the close of day, no one hears the robin or the old blue jay. And the sadness and the sickness, you're gonna sing them all the way. When the fallen stars light up the purple sky, and everybody's come down from way up high, it don't matter if you sang the truth or if you sing a lie. Mockingbird, won't you please Let me have a lesson right before you leave. Teach me one, maybe two. If you teach me three, you know I just might sing for you.
That's Hank Topless talking with Mark McLemore and performing a spotlight session in the AZPM studios. The interview and songs were recorded and mixed by Jim Blackwood.